Here we go. Welcome to the Mass Miranda Show. I'm your host, Louis Miranda, also known as Mass Miranda. Right, so first show, so I just want to introduce myself. Here's some frequently asked questions. First, why Master Miranda? I am a teacher, an educator. I have a master's in education. And so, as a joke, right, students started calling me Master Miranda. It sticks, kind of. Probably going to stick a little bit more now that I have the podcast. We'll see what happens. But that's why I go by Master Miranda. I think it sounds a little bit better than doctor, right? I'm a master of something. And so I like it. And that's the name of this podcast. A little bit more about me. I'm a father to six boys. I've been happily married for the past 14 years to my beautiful wife. You know, got married a little young, so I do have a lot of kids, but I enjoy it. I like it. I think it's awesome. Getting married young is not for everyone. I think I got really, really lucky. Again, my wife is very, very special. And so, there's that. All right, again, I'm a teacher. I've been teaching for 6 years now. And then the other question I usually get is, why podcast? Why are you starting a podcast? Well, if you're like me, you get bored of doing the same thing every single day. I teach at the local high school. I coach volleyball. And after a while, you know, I just needed to do something different. This is the longest job. Teaching is the longest job I've ever had. You know, I worked multiple jobs. I've worked at Subway as a sandwich artist. I worked retail at different stores. I worked construction. I cleaned bathrooms for the city, which is gross, by the way. That's another story for another day. You know, and teaching is just the one thing that I love that I can get up every morning and do. But I get bored. I need to do different things. I need to stretch myself. And so I thought a podcast would be something good for me to do, right? Some people blog and some people vlog and do those other things. For me, I think it's a podcast. And so here I am, trying something new to grow and expand, and whatever comes from this, right, will either way will be good for me, because I tried something new. If it works out, then I've started something successful on my own. And again, if it doesn't, oh well, right, move on to the next thing. But the experience, again, will be helpful. And so hopefully you stick around long enough to see where this thing goes. All right, but that's a little bit about me. And we'll be back right after this break.
Hi, it's Lindsay from Framing Frosting. I'm a baker and photographer. If you live in Henderson, Nevada and need a dessert or pictures taken for that special occasion at a reasonable price, email me at framingfrosting@gmail.com. Also, follow me on Instagram at framingfrosting to check out my work.
Welcome back. Trying to get the jitters out. It's a little weird. Again, recording a podcast, I'm talking to myself into a microphone, but not to myself, because hopefully you guys are out there listening. And so it's a little bit weird for me. So just working out the jitters. Sorry if I say a lot or right, but I'll get this thing down. But again, welcome back. Just had Thanksgiving yesterday. Right, we just want to talk about different things, different traditions. You know, I see a lot of things going around on social media about Thanksgiving and the things people do. My big thing is I used to love playing football, love having turkey bowls. I don't do that as much these days, but I think it's great. I think it's a awesome tradition. Get out there, play some football, burn those calories before you go home and just binge eat the crap out of turkey and stuffing and mashed potatoes and gravy and whatever else that you guys have at your Thanksgiving dinners or lunch like I do. This year, though, we did it for the second time. We played Ultimate Frisbee. And if anything, Ultimate Frisbee, I think, is way better than football. It's faster paced. You get tired way faster. I'm pretty sure you burn more calories than playing football. And it's an easier sport, and everybody can join in. People that don't really have any athletic ability can still play. And so we play Ultimate Frisbee. You know, and then we go home and we eat turkey and stuffing and all that good stuff. You know, growing up, we had a bunch of weird traditions. You know, I'm Asian, and more specifically, I'm Filipino and Hawaiian. And so at our Thanksgivings, things look a little bit different than a traditional American Thanksgiving. You know, you have turkey and stuffing and all the good stuff, and then you'd have like lumpia and pancit, and you know, depending on who's coming over, maybe some musubi or something like that. It was always a weird, crazy mix, but I didn't care, especially when I was a teenager, because I just eat whatever was on the table. And then for dessert, you would have pies and leche flan and you know, whatever crazy thing that, you know, my Filipino aunts and uncles would cook and bring over. And so it was a little weird. It was a little crazy. But again, the food was always good. If you've ever had it, Filipino food or Hawaiian food, the food's always good. And everybody would have a good time. So what are some of your Thanksgiving traditions? You know, comment. You can contact us or contact me, right, on social media, Twitter, Instagram, on YouTube even, right? We're going to post this thing everywhere. And so leave us a comment. What Thanksgiving traditions do you guys have? You know, maybe we'll touch on that on the next episode before we move on. Other than that, you know, with Thanksgiving then comes Black Friday shopping. Right, so I don't go all out, but we go Black Friday shopping. We always hit a Target at least, right? But you know, we go Christmas shopping and we buy stocking stuffers and things like that. But I've never actually gone for any of the big things. I haven't bought a TV. I don't buy the latest video games. I don't buy the latest toys. We just go in and we get, you know, some doorbuster deals and get some movies or, you know, little things like that, and stocking stuffers mostly for whoever. Other than that, it's usually buying my wife a birthday present, because her birthday always falls around Thanksgiving. This year it's on Sunday, so her birthday probably will have passed by the time you hear this. And so it's pretty funny. So if you have any funny Black Friday stories, go ahead and, again, also leave those in the comments. I'd love to hear about them and maybe share some of them on the podcast. You know, and get that out there. Other than Black Friday shopping, we usually come back and on Friday set up the Christmas tree and put up all our lights. And so that's what we did today. It was nice. My kids are getting older now, so they can all do it themselves. But are you a before or after Thanksgiving Christmas setter upper?
that's not a word or anything. That sentence is really bad, but what do you guys like to do? I think I don't like it. I like celebrating my holidays in order. I celebrate Halloween in October. You know, I wait for Thanksgiving in November, and then after Thanksgiving, it's all about Christmas. You know, but I know there's some people that leave their Christmas trees up all year long. But, you know, I personally couldn't do that. If you can do that, that's great for you. But I like having the separation. So we usually do it after Thanksgiving, most likely on Black Friday. But, you know, we've had years where we don't do it right away. So, you know, what do you guys do? Again, leave that in the comments. We'll talk about that. We're going to have some people on next time, kind of discuss all the different things that people do, you know, and go over those little traditions. I think it's funny that Christmas has turned into this, once the holiday season starts in October, that, you know, people focus only on that, instead of actually waiting until after Thanksgiving. But, you know, what am I? Who am I?
We got one more break, and so we'll be right back right after this.
Hi, it's Lindsay from Framing Frosting. I'm a baker and photographer. If you live in Henderson, Nevada, and need a dessert or pictures taken for that special occasion at a reasonable price, email me at framingfrosting@gmail.com. Also, follow me on Instagram at Framing Frosting to check out my work.
You know, again, next time when we on the next episode, we'll talk about Christmas traditions, things to do in December, all that other good stuff. All right. So, if you're like me, find something that you love. Or find something new that you want to do and go out there, go do it, right? Just like this podcast, expand yourself, grow, learn something new, right? And become a master of it. Do it enough, master it, and make it a part of who you are, all right? Talk to you next time. See ya. Bye-bye.